morning, beloved. And again, I want to thank you for inviting me into your homes as we celebrate this Tuesday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are finishing up this period of God's saving mercy and forgiveness with a study of Psalm 103. And in Psalm 103, it's a psalm that describes the many facets of God's mercy and forgiveness. The psalm writer calls upon the entire universe to offer praise to the Lord. And again, God's saving words for us all this month has been mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading at Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul, and all my being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and do not forget how kind he is. He forgives all my sins, he heals all my diseases. He keeps me from the grave and blesses me with love and mercy. He fills my life with good things so that I may stay young and strong like an eagle. The Lord judges in favor of the oppressed and gives them their rights. He reveals his plans to Moses and let the people of Israel see his mighty deeds. The Lord is merciful and loving, slow to become angry, and full of constant love. He does not keep on rebuking. He is not angry forever. He does not punish us as we deserve or repay us according to our sins and our wrongs. As high as the sky is above the earth, so great is his love for those who honor him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins from us. As a father is kind to his children, so the Lord is kind to those who honor him. He knows what we are made of. He remembers that we are dust. As for us, our life is like grass. We grow and flourish like a wildflower. Then the wind blows on it, and it's gone. No one sees it again. But for those who honor the Lord, his love lasts forever, and his goodness endures for all generations. Of those who are true to his covenant and obey, faithfully obey his commands, the Lord placed his throne in heaven. He is king over all. Praise the Lord, you strong and mighty angels who obey his commands, who listen to what he says. Praise the Lord, all you heavenly powers, you servants of his who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his creatures, in all the places he rules. Praise the Lord, my soul. And today's key verse is Psalm 103, verse 8, that says, the Lord is merciful and loving, slow to become angry, and full of constant love. You know, in this passage of Scripture, Psalm 103, we are experiencing something that the author of this psalm is reaching to the very depths and the very heights of his linguistic capabilities. He is using the best words, the most exemplative words that he could use to describe how great God is, how high his love is, how far he has removed our sins from us. What a wonderful, wonderful passage of Scripture that reminds us as his children how much he loves us and how he is there to take care of us and to watch over us. Let's pray. Holy God, each day you bless me with your love and mercy. Your love lasts forever, and your goodness endures for all generations. I thank you, Lord God, for forgiving all my sins and filling my life with your goodness and constant love. With all my being, I praise your holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul. Amen. That brings our time together to an end. today, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we're going to be over in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 17, where the prophet Isaiah offers words of hope. And so until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.